Steve's passenger in a vehicle right outside Ukraine. Am I right?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Nick Sawyer from Saint Engineering is the man behind this, really, along with the guys over at Vets for Pets. And you were kind of roped into this journey last minute. How long before he pulled up outside your house did you know that you were doing this?
It was the Friday before I found out that I was definitely going.
So he picked you up. In Sheldon.
And he picked me up on Tuesday, yeah.
Yeah, on Tuesday night, and you haven't stopped driving between you since. So tell me about your journey to help the people and pets of the Ukraine so far.
Down to Dover was straightforward, obviously across on the ferry, you know, found some ferries that were running, which is good. Through Belgium, Germany, then... we went through past Prague, Budapest, and across through Hungary to the border. Realised we'd ended up in the wrong place, so we had to then come further south. We're actually going to a town named Siret in Romania, where we're staying, and then we will be going back and forth across the border into Ukraine. Moving wounded animals. We just heard that an animal shelter has been bombed and there's 150 things there need moving. Also with us, we've got lots of medical supplies for people as well, dressings and medicines. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, very generous people have dropped off baby milk and gloves and toiletries and things like that to Vets for Pets. Your Sprinter van is chock-a-block full, so I guess you give that to the people that need it and then you collect as many animals caught up in this as you possibly can. Is that the plan?
I think that's the plan, yes. They're going to put some dog cages and things in the back of the van so they can be all safely separated. They've got a very sort of brave teams on the ground in Ukraine who go into, I think, what they call the red zone, one of the more dangerous areas, bringing animals out. And then I think the bit we go into, obviously, is they sort of designate as a safer area. So
you say safer. I mean, that's not, doesn't sound very tempting. How are you feeling about heading into such a place?
The fighting doesn't look as though it's where we're going at the minute. Obviously, things change. We are going to be there doing this for 5 days. So I suppose they'll monitor the situation as it goes on.
And how are you feeling right now, edging closer to doing what your journey's been all about?
It's getting exciting now because, we can actually start, doing the job we've come for. Mm. Some of the journey's been nice and there's been some great scenery, but... we just want to get on and, start helping.
What other stories have you heard about animals that are in need?
Just a few things coming out from there, sort of injured animals. And obviously a lot of animals are just getting, dumped, because the people can't, if they've got children, they can't necessarily take their animals with them. They've got to obviously, compromise somewhere. And so obviously they're going to try and help everyone that they can.
And once this begins and all the ferrying starts, are you going to be like sleeping in the van or is this going to be one big slog?
No, they have booked us some accommodation for the evening, so that's nice of them. And I think they throw in an evening meal as well. So, yeah, we're going to be well looked after.
Wonderful. You are like 1,600 miles in and I'm pleased to say it's been uneventful so far. Will you keep in contact with us and, let us know that you've done some good stuff?
Yes, definitely, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah.
If you send us a link on WhatsApp, we might be able to send you some pictures.
Wonderful. Yeah, of course. Brilliant. Thank you.
Nick says he's got your WhatsApp, so that's fine, yeah.
There you go. Oh, brilliant. Yeah, we spoke to Nick last week. So Steve Cato, what was it? Steve Cato, your business? Restoration at Totten Hill. This is him. And Nick Sawyer from Saint Engineering essentially left their livelihoods behind for 10 days or so and are literally on the border of Ukraine right now, helping animals and, of course, humans with aid and rescuing the poor little doggies and cats. Thank you. And most of all, please, please, please stay safe, okay?
Okay, yeah, we will.
All right, thank you for chatting to us and we'll maybe catch up later in the week, find out how it's going.
No, that's great. Thank you for the call.